What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
The rising cost of living seems to be finding all manner of ways to hit people in the pocket. Waste collection, the most recent, it is set to get more expensive with price hikes hitting hundreds of thousands of customers. For more on this, I'm joined by personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, Charlie Weston, and Independent Dublin City Councillor Manix Flynn. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, Anton.
You're reporting on this in the front page of today's Irish Independent. Walk us through what the cost hikes look like.
Yeah, we're talking Panda Power here, one of the largest waste disposal companies in the country. It has about 360,000 household customers. And they've sent an email to customers, including myself. This is how I know about it, because that company won't talk to the media. But anyway, they're increasing the bin lift charge. That's the kind of what they call the grey bin. It's what you put the stuff that won't recycle, you know, other than the food and other than the newspapers and plastics. So the bin lift, that's going up about €1.13 per bin lift. That'll take it to €10.25 per lift. That's a 12.4% increase. It's a hefty increase, Anton. And also the service charge, you know, whether you put the bins out or not, they hit you with a service charge. That's charged every 6 months. It's going up nearly a fiver to €62.50 over a year. That'll mean your service charge is about €125. Now, that'll probably hit most customers at the very minimum, at least €50. And you know, there's no change in the recycling charge. So the green bin, Panda use a green bin for your newspapers, plastics, that kind of stuff that can be recycled. That's 80 cents per lift. Plus there's a small charge of 0.04 cents per kilogram. The company are blaming the cost, extra cost of fuel for its fleet of trucks. They say that, you know, they said in the email that that's an issue for them, and this is why they're putting these charges up. There were some increases from Panda last year. The commercial customers were hit with a €1 per bin lift fuel surcharge. And Torrington's as well last year hit people with a higher service charge. Now, we couldn't get any comment. We asked Greyhound Recycling, Anton, Oxygen, City Bin, Torrington. No, those companies don't talk. These bin companies don't like talking to the media, which is a real problem because they're not insulting me. I don't care. But it's the readers and the listeners that I have, you know, because I talk a lot on radio. And people deserve to know what's going on. So it's been difficult to find out what's going on. I've had to confirm some of this through live chats as a customer with Panda. But they're the same with Panda Power. They have an energy company and they won't talk to you, even though I emailed the marketing people, I ring them, etc. They weren't answering calls on their service line for customers yesterday. You're just getting cut off after hitting various messages. So, look, it's not enormous, but it's in the context, I suppose, Anton, of lots of other increases.
I'll return to the increases in 1 second, Charlie. It seems extraordinary for a company that isn't just in the open private sector market where you have the option to refuse their service. Nobody can essentially, in reality, decide not to get their bins collected. It seems extraordinary that if you're providing what is a quasi-state service, you refuse to give any public explanation as to your costings.
It is absolutely extraordinary. It really is extraordinary. And I've heard from people at official levels finding it difficult to interact with these companies. You know, remember, the bin service was privatised. We were told we'd get a more customer-friendly service. We'd have competition. In reality, there isn't much competition out there, Anton, because they're not really competing with each other. They've just formed mini monopolies in various areas. And, you know, and they don't seem to be answerable. I mean, fair enough, you know, they're seeing increased costs, but they do really need to justify that and stop seeing the media as some kind of an enemy. The media is just out there to ask questions on behalf of people. So it is, I find it very frustrating and very annoying that these companies won't talk to the media and tell us what's coming, because you can be sure as hell if Panda, with 360,000 customers are putting up prices, the others will probably follow as well. And we deserve, at the very least, people, ordinary consumers deserve an explanation for this and some warning about it.
Well, where you say what's coming, that there's two sides to that. One is what will the other companies do? The other, of course, is how many more of these increases are we likely to see? Because I assume that there's no guarantee that this is one and done.
No, I you're absolutely right there. You know, I mean, and it's probably... You know, this is the fuel, the energy crisis we're having. It's feeding through in lots of different ways, you know, whether it's higher wholesale gas, which affects everything from the making of CO2 to fertilizers to obviously to electricity, and then, you know, diesel and petrol, which feeds through to transport to bin trucks, you know. So, food is affected as well. So, you know, so you're right. We're going to see more of this, I'm afraid. And, you know, it's going to be a very tough winter. I have no good news on this because it is going to be a tough winter. And we need to be able to scrutinise what's going on here. Is this justified or is it greedflation where they can, you know, on the back of inflation figures that are high, they can sneak in increases? I suspect that they're saying that in the statement they sent to customers that they try to avoid this, but that it has to be pushed through. But, you know, you're right, the others will probably follow suit as well. They have cover now to go off and increase their prices, I suppose.
And Charlie, as we look ahead to the winter, if we widen out your area of responsibility in the terms of personal finance, if we're looking at people facing energy hikes, possibly very significant energy hikes, facing significant inflation in their grocery bills, facing inflation in almost all of the services, it looks like winter could be very tough for a lot of people.
It is, and you know, there's absolutely frightening developments in England on the energy front. Now, I know it's a very different market, they have price caps there, but they are seeing an 80% increase in what the something like 24 million households over there will have to pay. So the average energy bill is going to go from about £2,000 to about £3,500. And that's on the back of the fact that wholesale energy prices have hit new, got back at rates that they were in March, around about soon after the invasion of Ukraine by the Russians. So, you know, wholesale gas prices are way up, and already we're paying an extra €900 a year on average for electricity, an extra €800 over a year for gas. That'd probably go up again. Home heating oil, you know, it's doubled in the last year. On Monday, I had a front page story about home heating oil coming back a bit. In the last few days, it's gone way up again. It's about €1,300 for a 1,000-litre fill of home heating oil. Obviously, we know petrol and diesel way up. Horrible figures out from Kantar, the research company, last week, saying that the average annual food bill is likely to be €660 dearer. And then next week, we've taxi fares going up as well. The regulator for the taxis has granted them a 12% increase. So if you depend on taxis, that's going to be dearer. So, you know, and that's just a selection. There are a whole raft of things on the way, you know, because all of this feeds down and trickles down to companies, and they end up having to pass, they absorb as much as they can, to be fair to them. The decent companies certainly do, but there comes a point when they just have to push through prices, even if it's pain for their customers and it doesn't help them compete with their competitors, you know. So I'm afraid the electricity scenario is not good, you know, unfortunately, and I don't want to give them cover to increase prices, but we will probably see more electricity and gas price increases in the next couple of months, Anton.
Charlie, thanks very much for coming on this morning. That's Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. And as I said, we're joined as well by Manix Flynn, independent Dublin City Councillor. Morning, Manix.
Good morning, Anton.
Manix, one of the things that we see all the time when waste removal charges go up is we see people, either if they're in an urban area, taking their bins and putting them either in skips or in public bins, or we see an increase in fly tipping around the country. Is that what we're in for as we head into autumn?
I would say so, certainly. It's out there at the moment. You know, there's quite a lot of dumping, and there's quite a lot of, you know, people literally dumping their bags on the streets and so on and so forth. And in laneways, we see that constantly, and we're trying to combat that. You know, as Charlie said, you know what I mean, like, you know, the cost now of actually, you know, getting rid of your waste, the commercialization, the privatization of the waste management, and the unacceptable non-transparency from these companies has to be challenged. Remember that these companies get a license from the minister. They get a waste management license. They can't lift anything unless they actually negotiate with the city councils and the government. So there needs to be a reconfiguration of the way these companies operate so that we know where these charges are going and why these charges are taking place. As I say, there's money in waste. There's huge, huge profits in waste, you know, in both the collection of waste and the disposal of waste. Also, don't forget, we export a vast amount of our waste because we don't have any way of getting rid of it, both in terms of the plastic and also in terms of hazard waste. We burn a huge amount of plastic at the Waste Energy Centre in Dublin. And again, the capacity to do that has been increased by something like 90,000 tonnes. The problem for me here, Anton, is very simple, is that the government, who are responsible, you know, and accountable to hold all these things to account, are nowhere to be seen. I mean, we're in a major, major crisis here in terms of price hikes right across the board. And we're looking at people who are going to end up in waste poverty because they're not going to be able to get rid of it. You're looking at commercial waste going up. And at the end of the day, there doesn't seem to be an horizon where this is going to stop. So we're going to see dumping. We're going to see an increase in people burning their rubbish. And we're going to see an increase in the way the council has to pick up the bill for all of this situation. And I won't go into that particular thing. But the problem for me, again, and as Charlie pointed out, these companies, which are commercial companies, which all have a franchise from government, from Dublin City Council, need to be held to account.
Well, again, on that, manage, if we separate out the two issues, because obviously there is a one of transparency and accountability and giving predictability to the consumer and the citizen about what is likely to happen. If we stand that to one side, though, and in the absence of them fighting their corner, do it for them, I assume what they will say is, look, diesel prices have gone up vastly over the last 18 months. All of the repair and maintenance costs and parts costs for the hydraulics and for the trucks, they have all gone up. Pretty much every input cost in energy terms for offices and everything else has gone up. So they have little choice but to pass that on to the consumer.
That's totally understandable. But the point of the matter is that, have we looked at any alternatives? Have we looked at other ways of spreading these costs about the place? Have we looked at the manner in which we even do it? No, we actually have not. And as I say, Dublin City Council councillors, to their credit, are trying to bring the actual waste management collection and bin collection back in-house, because a lot of us did not agree with the commercialisation, even though the City Council, as they allege, were paying an extra 10 million euros for it. But now we have a situation whereby, as I said, we have price hikes and we can't get a phone call into these companies. Now, that's not acceptable. Now, if these were just ordinary companies who had created their own business and own entity, you'd say, well, okay, that's, you know, that's another third. But they're not. These are contracts that are given out by the state. And these contracts need to be re-examined and re-looked at going forward as to how we hold them to account, how we can actually have somebody online, and how we can have these debates. And I'd be calling on Dublin City councillors to call in the waste management providers and have a debate with them in relation to it. When we had the issue around water and water charges, we've had many issues around rent hikes. We've had a huge issue around homelessness and accommodation and much debate around it. As a matter of fact, we've even had ministers resign because of the manner in which they were non-transparent, which is very interesting. And here we have a similar situation here, so we need to hold them account. But back to the ordinary everyday public, as Charlie said, these are costs that are going to be incurred on top of a huge amount of costs. And then the fear that's in there about that people can't actually meet these costs is going to have a lot of anxiety for families, elderly people, people with children, all sorts of individuals are going to have anxiety. Businesses will not be able to survive. Small restaurants and cafes and smaller streets, they won't be able to survive. So there is a situation here that I would imagine that the government should really step up to the mark here and get into the reality of what's actually happening, not just on the waste managers, but on the overall costs. So it's not about the cost of living anymore. It's about the cost of survival. And this is what's happening for many families. And I see this situation happening, you know, and even the charitable organisations are finding it very difficult to make ends meet and
The Vincent de Paul particularly already this week saying that they expect a record number of people seeking their services through the winter. Manix, thank you very much for coming on this morning. That is Manix Flynn, independent Dublin City Councillor.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.